This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I am not giving medical advice. Peptides are research compounds, and they are not FDA approved for most uses. Always talk to a qualified healthcare provider before using any peptide or supplement, especially if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, have a medical condition, or take prescription medications. Never ignore medical advice or delay treatment because of something you heard in this podcast. Welcome back to the Peptide Effect Podcast. Today we are talking about a peptide that does not get nearly enough attention in the mainstream peptide world, but has been quietly gaining a loyal following among biohackers, longevity enthusiasts, and people who are deep into immune and anti-aging research. And that peptide is called Vylan. Vylan is one of those peptides that feels almost mysterious because it is not a weight loss peptide, it is not a bodybuilding peptide, and it is not a peptide that people are using to chase some quick cosmetic result. Vylan is a peptide that's more about long-term health, long-term immune resilience, and potentially even longevity. So if you've never heard of Vylan before, don't worry. By the end of this episode, you're going to understand exactly what it is, what it's believed to do, why people use it, how it compares to peptides like thymosin alpha-1 and epithalon, and what kind of dosing schedules are commonly used in the peptide community. And I'm also going to explain who might be interested in it, who should be cautious, and what realistic expectations should be. So, let's get into it. First, what exactly is Vylan? Vylan is a short peptide. It is made of only two amino acids. Yes, too. That is one of the most interesting things about it, because most peptides we talk about are much larger. Vylan is typically described as a synthetic dipeptide, and its sequence is lysine and glutamic acid. So you may also see it called Lyscla. Now, Vylan is strongly associated with thymus health. And the thymus is one of the most underrated organs in the human body. If you don't know what the thymus does, here's the simplest way to explain it. Your thymus is basically the training center for your immune system. It's where T cells mature. And T cells are some of the most powerful immune cells you have. They help your body recognize threats, fight infections, and maintain immune balance. And here's the wild part. Your thymus naturally shrinks as you age. It's literally one of the organs that declines over time, and it is strongly linked to the aging process. So as the thymus shrinks, immune function tends to decline. That's why older people are more likely to get sick, take longer to recover, and have weaker responses to infections. It's also why immune dysregulation becomes more common. Autoimmune conditions, chronic inflammation, slow healing, low resilience. So peptides that support thymus function have become a big topic in longevity and immune research. And that is where Vylan comes in. Vylan was developed and studied primarily in Russia, and it is often grouped with other Russian longevity peptides, like epithalon. If you've ever heard of Kevinsin peptides, you're in the right area. Vylan is considered part of that world. And when you look at how it is discussed, it is often referred to as a peptide bioregulator. Meaning, it is not forcing your body into an unnatural direction. Instead, it is believed to help regulate and normalize certain functions. Now, one of the most common claims about Vylan is that it may help regulate gene expression. That's a huge claim. So, let's talk about what that means in plain English. Gene expression is basically the process of turning genes on or off. You already have the genes. They're there. But your body constantly decides which genes to activate and which genes to suppress. And that affects everything. Inflammation. Immune response. Repair mechanisms, cell signaling, aging pathways, metabolism, hormone balance, and so much more. Vylan is believed to influence immune-related gene expression. Specifically, it has been studied in relation to thymus tissue and immune system regulation. Now, does that mean Vylan is some magic gene editing peptide?
No.
It is not CRISPR. It is not rewriting your DNA. But the research suggests that it may help normalize immune function and help the thymus communicate more effectively with the rest of the immune system. And this is why people who are into longevity get so excited about it. Because the immune system is not just about avoiding colds. Immune function is tied to cancer surveillance, inflammation, neurodegeneration, cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, and overall aging. So if a peptide can support immune resilience, it may indirectly support long-term health in a very big way. Now, let's talk about what people use Vylan for. The number one reason is immune system support, but that is still vague. So let's break down what that actually means. In the peptide world, Vylan is commonly used for immune rejuvenation. It's used in cycles to help support immune balance. Some people use it after a period of stress, illness, or burnout. Some people use it during the winter season like a preventative immune cycle. Some people use it as part of a longevity protocol alongside peptides like Epithalon. And some people use it as part of autoimmune-focused peptide stacks. Now, I want to be careful with autoimmune claims, because autoimmune diseases are complex. But one of the reasons peptides like Vylan are interesting is because they are not considered immune stimulants in the way that people think of things like echinacea. Instead, they are believed to help modulate, meaning they may help balance an immune system that is overactive or underactive. And if you've ever dealt with chronic inflammation, long COVID symptoms, chronic fatigue, or autoimmune flare patterns, you know how important immune regulation is. Because sometimes the problem is not that your immune system is weak. Sometimes the problem is that your immune system is confused. It's attacking the wrong things. Or it's stuck in chronic inflammatory mode. Or it's failing to shut off after an infection. So peptides that may help immune modulation are a big deal. Now, another major reason people use Vylan is for anti-aging purposes. But again, that's vague. So let's define what anti-aging means in this context. When people use Vylan for anti-aging, they're usually using it to support the immune system as they age. Because aging is strongly linked to something called immunosenescence. That is the gradual decline of immune function over time. And it's also linked to something called inflammaging. That is chronic low-level inflammation that increases as we age. So in theory, if you can support thymus function and immune regulation, you might reduce the severity of immune aging. That's why people often pair Vylan with Epithalon. Epithalon is usually seen as more of a pineal peptide and telomere-related peptide. And Vylan is seen as more of a thymus peptide and immune-related peptide. So they're often stacked together as a longevity duo. Now, another interesting area is recovery. Some people report better recovery, better energy, and improved resilience when using Vylan. And this makes sense in a roundabout way, because if your immune system is functioning better, your body is generally better at repair. But I want to be clear. Vylan is not like BPC-157. It is not a direct injury healing peptide. You're not using Vylan because you tore your rotator cuff. That's not the vibe. Vylan is more subtle. It's like internal regulation. Now, let's talk about what Vylan feels like. Because this is what everyone really wants to know. When people take peptides, they want to know what they will notice. And Vylan is one of those peptides where many people report that they don't feel anything dramatic. And honestly, that is kind of a good sign. Because if you take a peptide that is supposed to be regulating immune function and supporting thymus health, it's not supposed to feel like a stimulant. It's not supposed to feel like caffeine. It's not supposed to feel like a GLP-1 appetite suppressant. It's not supposed to feel like PT-141. This is not a feel-it-immediately peptide. Some people report subtle increases in energy, improved sleep, improved stress tolerance, and feeling like they get sick less often. Some people report fewer flare-ups of inflammatory symptoms. But it is usually subtle. And that's why Vylan is often used as a background peptide in a larger protocol. Now, let's talk about what makes Vylan unique. The biggest thing is that it is a thymus peptide bioregulator. So it has a different job compared to many other peptides. For example, BPC-157 is tissue repair and inflammation. TB-500 is systemic repair and mobility support. CJC-1295 and Ipamorlin are growth hormone secretagogues. AOD-9604 is fat metabolism focused. Thymosin alpha. 1 is immune activation and immune modulation. KPV is gut inflammation and immune calming. Cmax and C-Link are neuropeptides for cognition, anxiety, and nervous system balance. But Vylan is more like a foundational immune peptide that works through thymus-related signaling and regulation. And in peptide culture, it's often described as being helpful for restoring immune function. Now, a big question people ask is this. How does Vilan compare to thymosin alpha-1? Because TA1 is the big famous immune peptide. So, let's compare them. Thymosin alpha-1 is a 28 amino acid peptide. It has been researched extensively for immune support, especially in viral illness contexts. It is commonly used in chronic infections, immune weakness, and sometimes as part of cancer support protocols. And TA1 tends to have a more direct immune activating effect. It's not just regulating. It can actively stimulate certain immune pathways. That's why people love it, but also why it can be too much for some people. Vilan, on the other hand, is usually described as more of a regulatory and rejuvenation peptide. Less aggressive. More subtle. More long-term. So if TA1 is like calling in the immune troops immediately, Vilan is more like rebuilding the training facility. That's the easiest analogy. And because of that, some people use both. They'll use TA1 for acute immune support, and Vilan for longer-term immune rejuvenation cycles. Now, how does Vilan compare to Thymalin? Another Russian peptide. Thymalin is another thymus-related peptide. But Thymalin is typically a larger peptide complex compared to Vilan. Thymalin is often described as a thymus extract peptide and is used for immune support. Vilan is smaller, more targeted, and more specifically discussed as a gene expression modulator in thymus tissue. Now, another comparison is Epithalon. Epithalon is associated with the pineal gland, melatonin regulation, circadian rhythm, and longevity pathways. Vilan is associated with thymus health, immune resilience, and immune aging. That's why they pair well. It's like one supports the sleep and longevity signaling side, and the other supports immune and inflammation control. Now, let's talk about dosing. Because I know a lot of you are listening to this podcast thinking, okay, Piper, that's cool, but how much do people actually take?
So here's the thing.
Vilan dosing can vary based on the source, the form, and the protocol. But in the peptide community, Vilan is commonly dosed in microgram amounts, not milligrams. Micrograms. And this is important because a lot of people accidentally assume everything is in milligrams. But Vilan is often dosed around 100 micrograms to 200 micrograms per day. Some people use 100 micrograms daily. Some people use 200 micrograms daily. And a common cycle is 10 days. So you may see protocols like 100 micrograms daily for 10 days or 200 micrograms daily for 10 days. Some people run it for 20 days, but 10 days is a very common cycle, and some people repeat that cycle a few times per year. Now, how is it administered? Vilan is usually used as a subcutaneous injection, meaning a small insulin needle, typically into belly fat. Some people use it intramuscularly, but subcutaneous is most common. Now, some people also use it intranasally depending on the formulation, but injectable is what you will see most often. Now, if you're wondering about reconstitution, Vilan is typically reconstituted with bacteriostatic water. And because it is dosed in micrograms, people often reconstitute it in a way that makes measuring easier. For example, some people might reconstitute it with 1 milliliter of bacteriostatic water. Some people use 2 milliliters. The goal is to create a solution that makes it easy to draw up a consistent microdose. Now, I'm not going to give exact mixing math for every vial size because there are different vial strengths. But the important thing is to remember that Vilan is a microdose peptide. And when you are dosing micrograms, accuracy matters. Now, when should you take it? Most people take it in the morning, but it's not a stimulant. So it's not like you have to. Some people take it at night. Some people take it whenever. But morning dosing is common because people like to pair it with their daily routine. Now, let's talk about stacking. Because Vilan is rarely used alone, people who are using Vilan are usually advanced peptide users. They're stacking it with other immune peptides or longevity peptides. So, what are the most common stacks? The first big stack is Vilan plus Epithalon. This is the classic longevity combo. Epithalon is often used for 10 to 20 days, usually 5 to 10 milligrams daily, depending on the protocol. And Vilan is used alongside it, often for 10 days. So that's one common anti-aging cycle. Another stack is Villein plus thymosin alpha 1. This is a stronger immune stack. TA1 is often dosed around 1 to 2 milligrams 2 to 3 times per week, sometimes higher depending on the goal. So someone might run TA1 and Villein together, especially if they're dealing with immune weakness, frequent infections, or post-viral fatigue. Another stack is Villein plus thymosin beta 4 or TB500. This would be a recovery and immune combo. It's not necessarily a common stack, but it makes sense for someone who is trying to support healing and immune resilience at the same time. Another stack is Villein plus NAD plus. This is popular among longevity people because NAD plus supports cellular energy and mitochondrial function, and Villein supports immune regulation. So it becomes kind of a rejuvenation stack. Another stack is Villein plus KPV. This is more of a gut and immune inflammation combo. Because KPV is known for its gut inflammation calming effects, and Villein is thymus immune regulation. So if someone has gut inflammation, histamine issues, or chronic immune dysregulation, they may pair those. Now, let's talk about what type of person might want to consider Villein. If you are someone who gets sick constantly, especially with respiratory viruses, you might be interested in immune peptides. If you are someone who feels like your immune system is weak, you might be interested. If you are someone who is over 40 and you're starting to think about immune aging and longevity, you might be interested. If you are someone who has chronic inflammation, chronic fatigue patterns, or post-viral symptoms, you might be interested. And if you are someone who is doing a full anti-aging protocol and you want to cover both circadian rhythm and immune resilience, then stacking Epithalon and Villein may be something you hear about a lot. Now, who should be cautious? Anyone with autoimmune disease should always be cautious with immune peptides. Not because they're automatically bad, but because immune modulation can trigger unexpected responses. Some people with autoimmune conditions do great on immune peptides. Some people flare. So if you have lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, MS, Hashimoto's, Crohn's, or any autoimmune issue, you need to be careful and ideally have medical supervision. Also, anyone on immunosuppressive medications should be cautious. Anyone undergoing chemotherapy or radiation should not experiment with peptides without a doctor involved. And anyone who has had organ transplant history should not touch immune peptides casually. Now, what about side effects? Villein is generally described as being well-tolerated. Most reported side effects are mild. Some people report temporary fatigue. Some people report mild headaches. Some people report mild injection site irritation. And some people report nothing at all. Because again, this is not a peptide that usually hits you like a truck. Now, one thing to mention is that some people report feeling a little off in the first couple days, like their immune system is adjusting. And then they feel better later. This is anecdotal, but it's common enough to mention. Now, let's talk about why Villein is getting more attention recently. A big reason is that people are starting to realize that longevity is not just about looking young. Longevity is about function. It's about staying resilient. It's about not getting wrecked by every virus that comes through your town. It's about recovering faster. It's about not living in chronic inflammation. And peptides like Villein appeal to that mindset because it's not flashy. It's foundational. And in the peptide world, the foundational peptides are usually the ones that actually make the biggest difference long term. Now, let's talk about something else. Villein is sometimes discussed in relation to telomeres. But I want to clarify this. Epithalon is the one more commonly linked to telomere research. Villein is not typically the main telomere peptide. But because immune aging and telomere shortening are linked, people will sometimes lump them together. So you might see people talk about Villein as part of a telomere support stack. But most of the telomere conversation revolves around Epithalon. Villein is more immune-focused. Now, let's talk about cycles. Because peptides are not always meant to be taken forever. A lot of peptides are cycled. And Villein is definitely one that is typically cycled. Most people do not take Villein daily year-round. They do short cycles. For example, 10 days. Then they stop. Then they repeat it later. Some people do it twice per year. Some people do it quarterly. Some people do it once per year as a longevity reset. Now, why cycle it? because the goal is regulation. It's not constant stimulation. And cycling also reduces the chance of your body adapting and losing response. Now, another question I get is, can you take Vylan with GLP-1 peptides? Yes, typically people do. There is no major reason those would conflict. But again, always consider your full medication list and health conditions. Vylan is not a weight loss peptide. So if someone is using semaglutide, tirzepatide, retatrutide, or survodutide, they might still use Vylan as a separate immune longevity support. Now, what about people who are trying to build muscle? Vylan is not a muscle-building peptide. But if you're someone who is running a full wellness protocol, you could stack Vylan with something like CJC, 1295, and Ipamorelin or Tesamorelin, or even IGF-related peptides depending on your goals. But Vylan is not the muscle peptide. It is the immune peptide. Now, one of the coolest things about Vylan is that it is so small. And because it is so small, it may be more stable, more predictable, and easier for the body to utilize. But that's also why it is dosed so low. Now, let's talk about realistic expectations. Because I don't want anyone listening to this thinking, I'm going to take Vylan and suddenly feel like Superman. That's not what this peptide is about. If you take Vylan, what you might notice is that you feel more balanced. You might notice fewer random illnesses. You might notice better recovery. You might notice better stress tolerance. You might notice your inflammation markers improve if you are tracking blood work. But this is a peptide that works quietly. It is a behind-the-scenes peptide. And those are sometimes the best ones, because it means your body is doing what it is supposed to do instead of being forced into something artificial. Now, if you are the type of person who loves data, you might wonder what blood work could reflect Vylan use. People who track their health might look at inflammatory markers. Things like CRP, sed rate, white blood cell counts, immune panels. They might track how often they get sick. They might track recovery time. They might track sleep quality. But again, this is not like taking testosterone and watching your levels rise. This is subtle. Now, let's talk about Vylan in the context of long COVID. Because this is one of the hottest topics right now. Long COVID has a strong immune dysregulation component. Some people have chronic inflammation. Some people have viral persistence theories. Some people have autoimmune-like symptoms. Some people have nervous system dysregulation. Some people have gut involvement. Some people have mitochondrial dysfunction. So long COVID is not one thing. But because Vylan is a thymus-related immune regulatory peptide, it is being explored by some peptide users as a possible support peptide in post-viral recovery. Now, would it be the only peptide I would consider for long COVID?
No.
Not at all. Most long COVID peptide protocols include things like thymosin alpha-1, sometimes KPV, sometimes BPC-157, sometimes SS-31 for mitochondria, sometimes NAD+, sometimes even peptides like Cmax and C-Link for nervous system and brain fog. But Vylan could be a nice addition to an immune recovery stack, especially if someone is trying to rebuild immune resilience over time. Now, I want to say something very important. Just because a peptide is immune supportive does not mean it is always the right choice. Immune support is not always about stimulation. Some people already have an immune system that is overreacting. So the goal is balance. That's why Vylan is so interesting, because it's believed to regulate, not just stimulate. But still, caution is important. Now, let's talk about sourcing and quality. Because with peptides, this matters. Vylan is not as common as peptides like BPC-157. So you want to be careful where you get it. You want third-party testing. You want COAs. You want a reputable peptide supplier. And you want proper storage. Most peptides need refrigeration after reconstitution. And you want sterile technique. Because if you inject anything improperly, you can cause infection. And that is not worth it. Now, let's talk about storage and handling quickly. If you reconstitute Vylan, you typically store it in the refrigerator. You protect it from heat and light. And you use alcohol wipes, sterile needles, and proper injection technique. Never reuse needles. Never contaminate your vial. And if your peptide looks cloudy or has particles, Do not use it. Now, I also want to address something. Some people ask if phylan can be taken orally. In theory, peptides are usually broken down in the digestive tract. So oral use is not typically effective unless specifically designed for it. That's why injectable and intranasal are most common. So if you see someone selling an oral phylan capsule, I would personally be skeptical. Now let's talk about phylan and aging again, because I want you to really understand why this peptide matters. A lot of people think aging is wrinkles. But aging is really immune decline. It's mitochondrial decline. It's chronic inflammation. It's poor recovery. It's poor sleep. It's cognitive decline. It's metabolic dysfunction. It's a body that is no longer adapting and repairing like it used to. And immune decline is one of the biggest pieces of that puzzle. So peptides like phylan may not be glamorous, but they are strategic. And if you are building a protocol for long-term health, you want to think like that. Not just what makes you look better in 2 weeks, but what makes you function better in 10 years. Now, I want to talk about a sample phylan cycle that people commonly use. Again, this is not medical advice. This is just what you will commonly see in peptide circles. A common protocol is phylan at 100 micrograms daily for 10 days. Another common protocol is 200 micrograms daily for 10 days. Some people do 100 micrograms twice daily for 10 days, but that is less common. And some people repeat the cycle after a break. For example, 10 days on, then off for a few months. Or 10 days on, then off for a month, then repeat. Now, if someone is stacking it with Epithalon, they often align the cycles. They'll do Epithalon daily for 10 to 20 days. And phylan daily for 10 days. Now, what time of year do people run phylan? A lot of people run it in the fall and winter, because that is when viruses spike. Some people run it in spring as a reset. Some people run it after travel, because travel is a huge immune stressor. And if you travel a lot, your immune system is constantly exposed to new environments. Airplanes, hotels,
crowds,
different food, different sleep schedules. All of that is immune stress. So, a phylan cycle after travel is something some biohackers do. Now, what about using phylan for people who are constantly stressed? Stress destroys immune function. Chronic stress increases cortisol. Chronic cortisol dysregulates inflammation. Chronic stress wrecks sleep. And sleep is one of the biggest immune modulators there is. So, if someone is stressed, burned out, and constantly feeling run down, they might be a good candidate for immune supportive peptides. But I will also say this. If you are sleeping 4 hours a night, eating garbage, and living on energy drinks, no peptide is going to save you. Peptides should be supportive tools. They should not be used to override a lifestyle that is burning your body down. Now, let's talk about phylan and the immune reboot concept. A lot of people want an immune reboot, and they ask things like, how do I reset my immune system? And while there is no magic reset button, there are strategies. Proper sleep, protein intake, vitamin D, magnesium, omega-3 fats, reducing sugar, gut health support, reducing alcohol, and then peptides can be layered on top. And phylan is one of those peptides that people see as a reboot peptide because it's thymus-related. And the thymus is one of the key immune organs. So if you want to think of it in a simple way, phylan is a thymus peptide that people use as an immune system support cycle, especially for longevity and immune aging. Now, one more thing I want to mention is that phylan is not typically used for acute infections. If you are actively sick with a flu or COVID or a bacterial infection, phylan is not usually the first peptide people reach for. They might use thymosin alpha-1. They might use thymosin beta-4. They might use immune supportive supplements. But phylan is more like a background peptide that supports immune resilience over time. So if you want to use it, think of it as a preventative and restorative peptide, not an emergency peptide. Now, let's talk about why some people don't like phylan. Because not everyone loves it. Some people don't like it because they don't feel anything, and they assume it's not working. But remember, not feeling something does not mean it isn't working. A lot of the most powerful health interventions are quiet. You don't feel your blood pressure medication working. You don't feel your cholesterol-lowering medication working. You don't feel your immune system training itself. You just notice over time that your body is functioning better. And that is what Vylan is. It's not a dopamine hit. It's not instant gratification. It's subtle. Now, the people who love Vylan are usually people who are long-term thinkers. They're the ones who want to be 60 years old and still thriving. They're the ones who want to age well. They're the ones who want immune resilience. They're not chasing a quick result. Now, if you are someone who is newer to peptides, should Vylan be your first peptide? Probably not. Most beginners start with peptides that have more obvious effects, like BPC-157 for injury, or CJC-1295 and Ipamorlin for recovery, or NAD+ for energy, or GLP-1 peptides for weight loss. Vylan is usually something people add later when they start building a more advanced longevity and immune protocol. Now, if you are already running a peptide stack and you're looking for something that supports immune health, Vylan might be a smart addition. Especially if you're over 40. Especially if you've been under stress. Especially if you feel like your immune system is not what it used to be. Now, let's talk about the biggest misconception. The biggest misconception is that Vylan is a fat loss peptide. It is not. It will not suppress appetite. It will not melt fat. It will not increase muscle mass directly. It is not a GLP-1. It is not AOD. It is not HGH. So if your goal is weight loss, Vylan is not the peptide you want to start with. But if your goal is long-term health, immune resilience, and longevity support, Vylan might be worth researching. Now, I want to bring this all together into a simple summary. Vylan is a very short thymus-related peptide, typically dosed in micrograms. It is most often used in short cycles, commonly 10 days. It is believed to support immune regulation, thymus function, and possibly gene expression related to immune pathways. It is often used as part of longevity protocols, especially stacked with Epithalon. It is not flashy, but it is foundational. It is not a quick-fix peptide, but it may be a long-term strategy peptide. And for the right person, that makes it extremely valuable. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking about Vylan, my advice is this. Do not treat peptides like candy. Do not throw 10 peptides into a stack without a plan. Start with your goal. Is your goal immune resilience? Is your goal longevity? Is your goal post-viral recovery? Then choose peptides that match that goal. And if you decide Vylan is part of that plan, run it as a cycle. Track how you feel, track your health markers, and be consistent with your lifestyle. Because peptides are not magic. They're tools. And the best results happen when peptides are paired with the basics. Sleep, protein, movement, hydration, stress management, and smart supplementation. And if you want the biggest longevity hack of all, it's not even a peptide. It's sleeping like your life depends on it. Because it does. Now, before we wrap up, I want to quickly mention something important. If you're someone who is interested in immune peptides, you may also want to research thymosin alpha, 1 thymosin beta for thymalin and Epithalon, because those peptides often work in similar categories. And depending on your goal, you might find that one fits your needs better than another. Vylan is not the only immune peptide, but it is one of the more unique ones. And it is definitely one of the more underrated ones. So if you're building a serious longevity and immune protocol, it's a peptide worth having on your radar. This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I am not giving medical advice. Peptides are research compounds, and they are not FDA approved for most uses. Always talk to a qualified healthcare provider before using any peptide or supplement, especially if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, have a medical condition, or take prescription medications. Never ignore medical advice or delay treatment because of something you heard in this podcast. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details. Save big.